April 16th, Job chapter 42.
Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Hear, and I will speak. I will question you, and you make it known to me. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. After the Lord had spoken these words to Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, My anger burns against you and against your two friends, for you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has. Now therefore, take 7 bulls and 7 rams, and go to my servant Job, and offer up a burnt offering for yourselves. And my servant Job shall pray for you, for I will accept his prayer not to deal with you according to your folly, for you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has. So Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, went and did what the Lord had told them, and the Lord accepted Job's prayer. And the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he had prayed for his friends, and the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then came to him all his brothers and sisters and all who had known him before, and ate bread with him in his house. And they showed him sympathy and comforted him for all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. And each of them gave him a piece of money and a ring of gold. And the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning. And he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he called the name of the first daughter Jemima, and the name of the second Keziah, and the name of the third Keren-Happuch. And in all the land there were no women so beautiful as Job's daughters, and their father gave them an inheritance among their brothers. And after this, Job lived 140 years, and saw his sons and his sons' sons 4 generations. And Job died an old man and full of days.
True Prosperity, Christopher Ashe. We men ought to believe in the prosperity gospel. No, not as it is preached all over the world, the so-called gospel that promises wealth, happiness, power, and health in this present world to all who trust in Christ. Nor as it is preached in wealthy countries, where it also becomes the therapeutic gospel, that if I am a Christian man, I will feel good about myself, my moods will be improved, my self-esteem will be boosted, and I will live in the sweet spot of life. No, no, no. Not that kind of prosperity gospel. For we must enter the kingdom of God through many tribulations, and it is only those who share in Jesus' sufferings who will share his glory in the end. And yet there is a prosperity gospel, and we ought to believe it and yearn for it. Job chapter 42 foreshadows it for us. The Lord restored Job's fortunes. Once again, Job enjoyed great wealth and a wonderful family with beautiful daughters and joyful feasting. Turning to the New Testament, we find the writer James encouraging us to remember the steadfastness of Job and God's great mercy to him as we ourselves endure suffering and patiently await our Lord's return. Putting Job and James together, we understand that such a restoration of good fortune will indeed be ours, not necessarily in this life, but most certainly when Jesus returns. The new heavens and new earth will be a physical place, albeit a transformed physicality, with real bodily pleasures and delights that will make the most intense delights of this life pale into insignificance. How stupid are we men when we set our desires on the delights of this life, wealth, success, comfort, sexual delight, or job satisfaction. The Christian man who looks forward to retirement as an opportunity to travel and have great holidays is missing the point. There will be far greater enjoyment in the age to come. How wise we will be to look forward to the real and physical delights of the age to come, to live for that, and to suffer for and serve Christ gladly in the light of that future. Let Job's restored fortunes inspire us to hope for better things.